Okay, Mio Mavora, Simon Reshalov. Gadol Mavora, so who should be the person who leads the benching? So the person who's the Gadol should be the one who leads the benching. Filibol Besoyev, even though he wasn't there at the beginning of the meal, he just joins him towards the end, we should then defer to him and give him the benching. If he wants to give somebody else the benching instead, that's his prerogative. That's if there's no guest there. If there's a guest, we would give it to the reyach as opposed to the balabais, who might be greater. Because this way he's given benching, he gives the birchus reyach to the balabais. What is the language of that bracha birchus reyach? You should not be embarrassed in this world or the world to come. His all of his properties should be successful. They should be near the city. You shouldn't have to travel distances in dangerous ways, etc. Well, you should satan b'maisa yadov. Shouldn't have the satan, the accuser in Shemayim, having any effect over his actions. So that's the language of the bracha, based on the Shulchan Aruch. The version which we have is a little bit different, and that's the question: why exactly is our nusach a little bit different? And some sederim will actually give you the language of the Shulchan Aruch's version. Bimalabais roitze levater. If the balabais is willing to forgo his bracha, he doesn't have to give it to the reich, or the reich should give him a bracha. He can leave a vater on his bracha. Or he can give it to whoever he sees fit to give the benching to. Okay. So, Akhti Mishabura, Gadol Mavorach, Aleph. Hanu Agadol B'chocham Moshe B'cholam Masubin. It's the person who's the greatest one present in Chochma should be the one who leads the benching. Okay. So nowadays, everybody's really is benching anyway. It's still proper to give him this honor. The scenario right now we're dealing with is there's no host and no guests. They're all sharing their own food. It was up to the balabayas. He could give it to who he should give it to the guest in order that the guest should give him the bracha. Or to somebody else who then, who would be giving the balabais a bracha. If the gadol has a cough or he has congestion, he shouldn't be a burden on everybody else. He has to constantly stop and to cough and to spit out, etc. Part of the skus, we give the oval the opportunity to lead the benching as a skus. Again, they're talking about everybody's, there's no balabayas versus a reyach. Everybody's equal in their rights to the meal. They're all bringing their own food. So it's up to the balabais to decide. He has no chiv to give a preference to the ovel. Even if the chacham came b'soif hasuda at the end of the meal. As long as the other people, even if they stopped eating, but if you bring food, they would be able to continue to eat. They're not stuffed, and they would be able to join him from the meal. He's considered that he ate with them. Okay. Now we start with the Masha, we should say, if about the Gadol, everybody else is ready to bench, and the Gadol is just starting now, it's going to take a little time to finish his meal. So we don't make everybody wait till he finishes to allow him to have the privilege of benching, leading the benching, because that's a tirch on everybody else, which they're not mechuyev to do. Okay. Now, if there's a guest over there, this, if we change the scenario as opposed to the first scenario, which was that there was just, everybody was eating it from their own food, so there was no balabayas and no guests, everybody was equally a balabas. You'd have a group, let's say, traveling somewhere, and everybody brought along food, so there's no balabayas over there. Or you have a situation that's staying by an inn, the inn is serving them all to eat, the balabayas is the owner of the inn, so there's no balabayas. That's the case before, so you give it to the gadol, etc. Let's say, however, you have a balabayas with a guest. Areach, gemol, imeshim areach, hainu kishuoichol, mipitosho balabayas, he's eating from the bread of the balabayas. So we give it to him, b'vorach, even though the balabayas himself is greater than him. If there's many orachim, he could choose whatever one he wants, and he can choose even the katan. And the Mishabur, the Sharatian brings a proof to that from a Gemara, which indicates that the balabayas can choose amongst the orachim whoever he sees fit, even if it's not the gadol. So Mishabur raises this question. So this is the nusach based on the Gemara. The Gemara, this is the bracha as presented in the Gemara. Okay. So the question is, why is our language of the bracha not like that? Sefer Lechem Chamuros Toma. The Sefer Lechem Chamuros, he raises the question. Lama onu mashanim nusach la bracha the balabais and mashanim rabashas. So why do we not use the nusach of that the Gemara says? And the Mishabur leaves this as a question that he left as a question. So the problem was that they would say the harachim on, and that's very very different than the language which we have in the most siddurim nowadays, which have the birchas areyach. They have basically the language of the Shulchan Aruch. They add in not just the balabais, but we should also get a benefit. Okay, that's not considered being mishan on the nusach. But the harachim one is a totally different nusach. Yivarech with balabais, etc. doesn't have all of these tefillos, which are the Morris says she's supposed to say about being credible ear, satan, etc. None of that is mentioned. That was mishan alechem chumudis. But to say the nusach which we have in the Sidurim nowadays, based on the Shulchan Aruch, even though it has maybe some little hisafas, that's not a problem. So if the balabais wants to bench himself and not get the bracha, it was a tekana to give the reach for the balabais to get the bracha. If he doesn't want, if he feels that the reach is not somebody deserving getting the benching, so that's fine. Okay. He can give it to whoever he wants. So he's saying, even if the other people sitting there, let's say one of them was a tenant, so he doesn't have to make birchas areach, he pays for his food. Right? So he's taking away from the bona fide guest to give to this fellow. That's the prerogative of the balabayas. He has a right to do that. Okay. Now, Beis. So we discussed this once. So the kedima of the kayan and the chacham. So meeker then the kayan should not go before the chacham. So therefore it says lo yatim chacham Yisrael the kayan amoritz lebarach lefan of derech chayk umishpat kahuna. The chacham should not defer to the kayan, whose chacham is greater than the kayan in learning. Should not defer to the kohen as that is the prerogative of kohuna, because that's not true. The chacham goes before kohuna. He has the right to move out and let somebody else bench. It happens to be as the kohen. But he said, "Oh, you're kohen, you must bench. I shouldn't bench." That would be called kohen kohuna, and that's wrong because it's a bizoyin for the chavadatar. Avolasus loy chacham rishus the work, Emekakum. If the Chacham wants to give the Kayan the Rishos to be Mavarach, that's fine. Al Kayan Tamachach, a mitzvah like the Imai. If he has both Kuna and Chachma, he should go first. He never be Kiddashtoi, Liftarach Rishon, Lavarach Rishon. So that's not considered an issue of degrading the covenant of the Torah. So then, I don't know, but there is a mile of giving to a Kayan to be Kiddashtoi. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so this Kayan who offers to the Amoritz Kayan, if you hear me, this Chacham who offers to the Amoritz Kayan before him, so the Mora says, not only is it it's wrong to do, but the Mora has some choice language for him. Rabbeinu Gemara, the Hubaklal, Masniyai Ahavu Mavis, those who make Hashem hated, love to die, they'll be happy to die, okay? Shemas Masi is a term if they're Hamoin. They're lessening the respect for the Torah. Because the people say, Shiyamru, Shayna Chashuba Kokach, Beroysim Shachachim, Shuffle, if they are more, it's the big Chachim. You know, they go to the door sitting over there, and there's this guy, you know, can't read, come out, can't read. Oh, he's the Kohen who goes first. That's a bizoyan to the Torah. So the Rosh Hashem says that you're mamish, you're degrading the Torah in the eyes of the people. You deserve to die by doing so. Not a simple thing. Da'af Shu Kohen, Malus Torah, Gedolah Malus Kohuna. Okay, so that's what we said before, that when a Chacham is actually leading benching, he has no need to say Rishus HaKayanim. Because he doesn't need Rishus HaKayanim. It would be awesome for him to say it, because it means he's saying he needs Rishus HaKayanim now, which is that we're saying that's wrong. That's also to do that. So I told you that was a story I had with my, it tells we never said Rishus HaKayanim. The Rishiva would bench, he would say, he wouldn't say Rishus HaKayanim, and then if he could bench to somebody else, he also wouldn't say Rishus HaKayanim. He was in charge. He's the Chacham, and he tries to give it to somebody else. So right there, you don't even Rishus HaKohanim. Where does the Kohen come from? I never heard Rishus HaKohanim until it came to like the very people are Makan Halacha, like in Silver Spring, these places, but they think, somebody told me one time he was in a shul on the Rav bench, and he was such an Amoritz, he didn't know that that's Rishus HaKohanim. I said, maybe you should ask him why, and maybe he'll tell you that there wasn't, because he was an Amoritz, he didn't know that. Maybe he talked to the Halacha, he's not allowed to ask Rishus HaKohanim. Right? So he asked the Rav eventually. The Rav said he forgot. I wish he hadn't said that. Anyway.
Oh, God. The
Rav said he forgot what?
He forgot to ask Rishus and Lekahanan.
Oh, gosh.
Derek Hoyke.
What if they were calling
the Chacham? Good,
so. But I mean, what do you do when there's like that? You've got three Kohanim there. One of them is a Talmid Chacham, and the other two are not Talmid Chachamim. You know, do you ask for the Kohanim, or do you, what do you do?
Okay, that's a little sensitive question. Rishus HaKohen, not you.
Yeah.
Here, I don't know. If he gives him Rishus to go beforehand, because he feels that he's mechuyev to do that, that's wrong. If he gives him Rishus, the fact that the Kohen is benching based on the Rishus of the Chacham, fine.
If they're both, if the Yisrael and the Kohen are both Kohanim, then they both
then you should be makdim the Kohen. A Kohen Talmid Chacham, who adin k'shneim enam Chacham, or neither one's a Chacham, mitzvah like the boy. Now, feeling im Talmid Chacham, who got him imenu, the Kohen is a Chacham. There is somebody who's a greater Chacham. Then Elohim the Chav the Machmas Mitzvahs Mekidashtoi. He then in that situation he's not Mechuyev to give that Kedima. It's not a Chiyev. Come on, come Tav Shiatim Mekayin Lefonav Kimi Shugam Kein Chacham Voisik Kein Humav Marakim. So in that situation it would be appropriate, not that he's Mechuyev to do that. If you have a case of people which are not Chachamim at all, yes, they have a Chiyev to be Makdim Lekayin. Chazal Darshan Vikidashtoi, you give precedence to the Kohen, including that is he benches first, he gets precedence in benching. If the person is a Chacham, he's not Mechuyev to do that, Mikra Din, but it's since the Kohen is also a Chacham, even though the Yisrael is a greater Chacham, he's not Mechuyev to give the Kohen first, but then it's appropriate, it is allowed and it's appropriate. The point being, it's not going to be a Bizoyan for Torah because you're giving it to a person who's a Chacham.
Is the assumption that the Kohen should go first because, in the good old days, the Kohenim were the teachers, and they therefore, by definition, they were Talmidei Chachamim, or no?
No, Torah says Mekidashtoi. Liftarach Rishon. So now the Mora says that the drasha of Chazal is that he's first the Kiddush, the Iftar creation, and the Levar creation. So what does the Iftar creation and the Levar creation, what do those two words mean? Two phrases mean. The Iftar creation means Rekriyas HaTorah, so he opens the Sefer Torah first. He goes first to the Rekriyas HaTorah. He's Paseach, he opens up to the Sefer Torah first. Levar creation, Besuda, Bebirchus HaMoitzi, and Bebirchus HaMozen. He's the one who leads the bracha, both for HaMoitzi, if you're doing the one person being Moitzi, everybody else. It's all talking about, there's not a balabais over there. Okay. Mechen lehoitzi b'kiddush, we should give the preference to the kohen, the one who's going to say the kiddush. V'kiddashahu l'chol davar shebekedusha, anything where there's element of kedusha involved, we give the preference to the kohen. Now, kosher poiskim, the bechlal l'tarach rishon, hu liyos roish ha-madabar b'chol kibbutz am b'lid rish tchila. Not just does he read from the Sefer Torah first, but any time there would be drushas, you would give the preference to the Kohen, should be the first person who says the drusha. Vuadim yeshiva yadaber b'roish. So whether it's talking, you know, in a public forum, is whether it's saying something within the yeshiva, he goes first. There's not a din derabanan. There's a din deraisa that there's a kedima to the kohen. Kamalkim and mekayim writes a lach lekaber la'acher b'chol zeber shoy. But the kohen has a right to ask somebody else to go first, with the exception of kriyas haTorah, rak kriyas haTorah, and a yochel b'chol kliyam asim and kufam adhei b'shabura sim cotton test. There is an opinion which holds the kohen can be moichel by kriyas haTorah. Also, we don't pass it like that because that just. It's, that whole area is such a contentious area of who gets the right to get aliyahs and who goes first, etc. Well, once the Kohen is going to move out there, it's just going to open up a Pandora's box of who should be the first one. So we don't need that. Because so all said you can't be move out there, give it to Kohen, whoever he is.
What about the Kohen leaving the base of Knesset at that time in Tetra? Is that considered the same thing?
So Mishnah Berurah there says, unless there's a minig, standardized minig in the Malkum, that you must do that. He brings the case over there. They wanted to sell the aliyah. So there's only one kohen. So there's nothing to sell the aliyah. You know, he just bids against himself. Like, you know, it's another game, right? But they need money for the shul, so they wanted the kohen to step out.
So they could sell the aliyah.
So they could sell the aliyah. So he's not mechuyav to step out. He says, except there was a minhag in some places on Yom Tov over there, where that was the standard. If that was always the way it was, so then he should honor the minhag. The Kohen Yitzel Mono Yofa Rishon, he's got the first portion. To learn Rishon, Yisrael Tzarech Litan, the Kohen Mono Yofa Rishon, the Cholam Asubim. So Yisrael should offer the portion to the Kohen. Hainu Davke B'chaber Masubim B'suda O'Mitztaka. Okay. So they're sitting together in a meal, or there's a Niyam, and one of them is a Kohen. They get the portion of Tztaka, he should get the better portion. When they're dividing up, it's two people are shutrim and they're dividing up, the kohen has no right to get the better portion. This is the dini mamnas issue. And he has, the person who tries to get the better portion, tries to chop owes better than his partner, he loses his bracha. I don't know why we're not makbet to give the kohen preference. All these things we don't see people are makbet on it. He suggests, he gives a suggestion. Maybe because we don't know for sure who was the kohen. We should be makbet on these things.
This way,
get
straight.
Sif Beis
is all about if there is no
Balabais? Sif Beis is a great question. I mean, Mr. Brewer does not seem to address the question. The cases would be either scenario where they're all equal, or if there are Archim, and one of the Archim was a Kayan versus the other ones. So you're supposed to give it to an Areyach. But yes, if there would just be a Balabais, and one Areyach, even the one Areyach is not a Kohen, he would get the Kedima, and there's other people there who are Samach al Shulchan, which are Kahanim. The Baal HaBayis has the right to get his Birchas Areyach before the Din of Kahuna. Birchas HaMazon U'B'Moitzi, I'm sorry, I skipped. Toyab L'Aktim Alevi Gamken Yisrael Im Heim Shavim B'Chochma Berichos Amozin, Bemoitzi, Bechem Mesinus Atzdoka, Domek Dimonos, Bekriya, Gab, Gen, Nothing Yisrael. If there's no Kayan, and there is a Yisrael, there is a, but there is a Levi, we would give preference to the Levi, assuming everything else is equal. So he gives a preference to Levi in regards to Berichos Amozin, Hamoitzi, receiving Tzedaka, because we find by Kriya,
giving Tzedaka?
If you receive, if you have, there is people, they're giving it, they're portioning stock of the various people, he would get the first donation.
That I never heard before. All right.
Okay. Okay.
A Kohen's supposed to be given to make cash?
Forget about stock. How about some Meiser?
Okay.
What Meiser?
Gimel. If you're offered to leave benching and you refuse, it's a source of a shortening a person's days. Okay, now what are we talking about? Why? In the case of there's an areyach there. And he's being offered to be the one to be able to give bracha to the balabais, and he's refusing that, so he's taking away the bracha from the balabais.
Now, is this just if he doesn't say the special bracha in the benching for the balabais, or if he?
No. Well, the way since the model benching was that whoever led the benching would say all the benching out loud. Mr. Rob says that the proper place to say the Berachos Areyach is immediately after Ayah Chasreinu, because that's what Medina Gemara, all the Rachamans are added much later on. So Medina the Gemara, you would say all the four Berachos, and immediately after Ayah Chasreinu, what would happen is he would say the Berachos Areyach, and then he would say the Bracha of the Kos. That was what would happen then. It's been moved to later on eventually because we had these Rachamans, etc., but that's not the primary place. He felt, Mr. Rob felt that it should remain in that place. That's where it was in Medina the Gemara. So it means if the reich was before, he would say the bracha. If not, somebody else would say it, not him. Because they only one person would be saying benching. And only one person would say birchas areyach. Now, so mishum dinu dar kareyach mevorach le balabayis v'chanah. V'zeh shenim na levorach es balabayis shum ezerah avraham shem rebav avrachor mevorach echa. V'chal hein atoshem e'alav. Those who bless, Hashem says, I will bless those who bless you. Means, Russian says, and those who don't bless you,
they get the opposite.
They get the opposite, right? So here he's been given an opportunity to give a bracha to the balabais, and he's refusing. So Russian says, okay, now you're one of the people who don't give brachas to Yidden. So if people don't give brachas to Yidden, it's not good for you. Mekatsu Yamav.
Wow.
Nimsa Gurm Kol Liatzmai. Now. Nowadays, it's not such an issue because we do at least say that everybody says Rachman Hirachman Balabais in your benching. So even if you don't leave the benching, you're still going to give some bracha to the Balabais. So that doesn't have this issue anymore. Because the way we've added the Rachman, we have the Rachman for the Balabais. So we've obviated this problem. Everybody's giving some bracha to the Balabais. But the time of the Gemara, they didn't have all the harachamans. That was later added. I don't know when it was added. I don't know when it was added, but it was added much later on.
What do you do when you're, let's say, you're eating in an institution like this where, I mean, you give a bracha to the balabais. Who's the balabais of you know, the kitchen here? You know, I mean, do you still give a... do you still go into...
I'll take the bracha.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I remember seeing at Goldberg's in Baltimore, but they said you should say it, I guess, for the owner.
Well, actually, we saw before that the halacha is a case where it's a goy, right? So you would say the Rosh Hashanah Mevorach us as we travel, etc., the type of nusach. But it sounds like if there was a balabais over there, you should say balabais, yeah.
But if somebody's paying for the suda, I thought that he was the book that he's concerned.
Well, what if you're let's say my son who goes to school here, I pay tuition for him, and let's say. If I don't know if the tuition really covers the food, but at least if the tuition would cover the food. So is my son therefore a balabais?
No, definitely not. Okay. Now, because of Magen Rum, the Hudafka Shemavarach Alakais, Dozachiva Areach Levarichas Balabais. He says this Allah only requires, it's only true when he's given a kais to bench on a kais. Now, the Shartzi in the Tesla says, I don't know where in the world that came from. There's no indication of that in this Gemara at all. It's the Gemara, right? He doesn't have any indication where the Morgan of Rum got there from. Any day in Manila, the Morgan of Rum, Shabla Kaiser, Burk, and Ki of Lavarak is Balabayas. He says maybe he's a diak from the Lashon Mishnah Lashon Lekoyes the Vorech. He's a diak from the Lashon the Gemara. He's not sure. Now, so the Mishnah nearly should write to Leimer. The Beloyza ain't Germ Klola. Abavari ain't Nochel. The other Lichos Mitzvah Habol Yod. So the Klola he's not going to get, but he doesn't mean that what he's doing by refusing the Mitzvah is wrong. Is acceptable. That's still wrong to refuse the Mitzvah. Okay. Furthermore, Sarek La'achshah Sheitnu Loi Kesha Bracha Lavorech. It's not only should you not refuse, but you should present yourself and offer to be the one who should have the opportunity to do this. Lavorech Shia Hua Mazamin Ubitzi Chermi Dechavosin Bali Shmuel Anusomein. So it's better that you should be the one who's saying the brachas. Again, nowadays it's not so relevant because everybody benches to themselves privately anyway. But at the time where only one person would say and everybody else would just listen. You have an opportunity of being the one who says the words, the one who's just a listener. We know that Shemaya is Kohenah. And furthermore, when a person answers a main, it's like he said the bracha. The Mara says, but the one who's actually said the words still gets it. He did it first. He's leading it, so he gets the first. He'll get more blessing from heaven for that action than not. So therefore, there is a preference to be the one who's actually leading. So the point that we're saying over here is even though it's not proper necessarily to put, one should put himself forward and to be the one who goes first in this situation, because you're going to get bracha out of it, you get benefit out of it, so then it's considered proper to put yourself forward and to offer. Okay. So, and the Mishabura and Shartzian does point out, but now he's not sure that this is, everybody says all the words, so then this halacha would not be relevant. And then you go back to the general rule that a person should not push himself in the situation. I mean, if you offer it, you accept it, but to push is considered like, you know, you're lacking of tznius, etc. So the table of the Shartzian and Hazayin, because when I know Shekol Echad VeEchad Mevorach Latzav, any Yudayim Shach Dinzav. I'm not sure if it still applies. Vulei Masha Einim Borach Shachalnu Lo Netshav Zeh Rakanias Amen. Hazanu Chasha Ikra Mevorach Mitzarchi. Maybe at least when he says Mevorach and they say Baruch, see he has some advantage over them. So maybe that would still be considered an advantage where a person could be mocked on himself. So he's not, Mishabur is not sure about that point. Okay. Fine.
Kohen's to be given Seikesh.
We don't do these things. That's the Mangaram's question. Why don't we do these things? Says maybe the reason is because we're not familiar. Really, we don't really have a clear yichus kahuna, who is really is a body kohen or not. There's different. Now there are kahanim which have a document which would document themselves. It's known that the Vilna Goyim was a bechor. His father did pinyan a ben, but he was kosher. Maybe the person that wasn't really a kohen. See, there wasn't a fellow opinion of Ben. So the Vilna Goyen would, whenever he would need a Kohen, once he became personally a Gadol, he'd be part of himself. Because maybe that other person was a Kohen, this person is a Kohen, so he felt he had a Chiyuv to do the mitzvah.
How many times did he do that?
Until he met a Rappaport. The Shach was the Rappaport. All the Rappaports are from the relatives of the Shach. The Kohanim, Shach was a Kohen, and the Shach had a Yichus brief. He had a document the brief, all about the Aron HaKohen. He knew the names all about the Aron HaKohen.
Wow.
So once the Kohen met the Rappaport, he was part of himself by Rappaport, he stopped being part of himself afterwards. He felt, now he vowed he had met a Kohen. Now there's always still Chash on the Brut, could have been a Chalalus, but there's a Chesus Kashrus. The question was, do we know that they have a Yichus Bechlau? So there is a Maila, you know, when somebody wants to opinion a Ben, you have a Rappaport in the neighborhood. In Baltimore, there was
two Rappaports.
But besides the Rappaport, there was Rabbi Rosen, Rabbi Velzer Rosen, had a yichus brief also. He had a clear yichus brief. He was able to head all the generations back.
Wow.
But his family, it was destroyed in the Holocaust. The actual documents, but there was witnesses who witnessed it, so they were able to make it that he had such. They had seen such a document, but he had a document, which was able to take him back all the way back to all.
Forgive me for getting personal here, but I'm a Levi, right? I have pictures of the headstones of my grandparents.
That doesn't prove.
What?
It doesn't prove.
In other words, the fact that they have Halevi on their headstone is no raya.
It's not a raya. You know, that's an assumption. It's not considered a halachic, full halachic raya. We would use it for, you know, for the dinim of kahuna, which are negev for bisman hazeh. We would rely on that, or for levim, we rely on that line. But you know, that it had the full din of full raya.
Well, how would it be negev to a Levi, other than, you know, being hunter from pinyan abed?
It's the gay top part of Pinyin Aben, it's the gay of getting the second Aliyah, it's the gay of washing the Kahani's hands, you know, we give them all of the...
Right, so I guess I understand what the Rav was saying about it not being a Raya, I mean...
Well, Mashiach comes, he's not going to, we're not going to let him avoid it. The person not a Levi doesn't avoid the Mikdash, he's kind of, meets with a Shemayim. Well, but my Zayda's tombstone is not enough, just let him to make the Mikdash.
Yeah.
Not to mention when Mashiach comes...
Well, and the Kayan's Zayda's tombstone also would not allow him to avoid the Mikdash. That's what I'm saying. Okay, Simon Reish Beis. Let's start. Nowadays we all say something of that sort. We say Rachamon Hibarach as Rabbi Labayis. In the Rachamons, you give a bracha to the Balabayas. So we're not giving a bracha.
No, the other thing. Yiratzen.
What about the Yiratzen? Should other people say it? The Aruch HaShulchan actually says that nowadays each person should say it himself, actually, like that. That
quietly or aloud?
Quietly? No, you don't say it out loud. Yeah. No. If the Rav says it out loud, everybody says, Amen. So the that's probably Shemei Kaina, but if they don't do that, each person should say it himself. Okay. A Kalperis Elam Mavorat Mitkila Bre Priyate, Simon Reish Beis. It's a nice size sim with a lot of information. To reciting the Lachos Berachos of Paris, my mind's blanking of who it is right now. One of the big Bali, you know, Halacha, it's Aruch HaShulchan, he says that he holds the Berachos of Paris as one of the most challenging and complicated areas of Halacha. So let's see if we can get it done properly. I'll call Paris Elon. The first siman is about Paris Elon. There'll be a siman about Paris Adama, which is after we finish Resh Beis. We have the Resh Gimel. There's Birchas Paris Oris is referred to. That's Pripi Adama. And then there's the Brachos of Shehakol. And then there's the Brachos of Mazonis, which we had some extent before, and we'll have it. We'll see it again a little bit over here. A kol peres ilan mevorach betchila brei pio eitz. Peres ilan the bracha beforehand is brei pio eitz. Chutz meyayin shmevorach alo brei pio gofim. The only exception is that wine, which is the produce of a tree, the vine is considered a tree. For wine, you make a brei pio gofim. Bein chai bein mevoshel. Whether the wine is been cooked or not. Now, over here, the word chai over here is a little bit misleading. Sometimes the word chai is used in regard to wine, which it has not have been mixed yet. Over here, the point is not the question whether it's mixed or not. The point is whether it's been uncooked or cooked. Menchu osi konditon, or that they put other spices into it. Is that like a flavored wine? They put in honey and pepper. Okay. Let's say there's a mixture of wine and beer. So we define the bracha of beer is shakol niyavid v'ro. Wine is brepia gofen. So which one is it? Depends what the roiv is. Im a roiv yayin revor brepia gofen. Im a roiv shecher revor shakol.
Or if you can't tell.
So if you can't tell, you'd say a shakol. Okay. Fine, let's hold it here. We'll leave the Shabbos for tomorrow. Tomorrow night.